This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood. With Bennett and Battle.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. I know it's almost Christmas, but it's been a minute.
We're closer to Thanksgiving than we are to Christmas.
Sure, I remember like in that weird in-between stage where we're just all fat and broke and, just living our best lives.
The funny thing about the weight is I haven't talked about this, but I had a tumor on my thyroid that I had to get it removed like 4 years ago.
Oh, trying to get sympathy?
I've never talked about this on the show. My point is, so I weigh myself frequently just to see, make sure, because that's the first indicator. If you're losing a ton of weight, you're gaining ton of weight, things are, your hormones, because I've only got like a third of my thyroid left.
Yeah.
Pulling the weight of a full thyroid.
Yeah.
And it creates these hormones, I guess. I don't know.
Is that why, like, you're always like a dick?
Yes. Let's blame the thyroid.
I need
a scapegoat. So I was weighing myself and I feel fatter. And like, if I'm going over, if I'm dry, just because of the holidays, the food is heavy. You're like, I guess we'll have four cookies. What the fuck? It's Thanksgiving. But if I'm driving over a pothole, I feel like things jiggle. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? And I go and weigh myself. I'm the same weight. I'm still like 187. I'm like, So I'm losing muscle mass. The muscles are atrophy, I think is the word. And
fat is taking over.
Yeah, and like the muscle mass is leaving and fat is just going to the tits.
Do you know what I mean? Right to the titties.
So that's where we're at.
Well, your body doesn't bounce back as well as it used to. I could eat McDonald's. My whole body will just jiggle for a week. It just takes a while.
You have that Taco Bell right at the end of your neighborhood there. It's in walking distance.
It's not good.
You got to steer clear.
I know. Yeah. And they serve breakfast now.
Oh, my
God. Those bastards.
Yeah.
But it's December. Who gives a shit? Right.
Right. You go get
sweaters and button downs. Who cares?
You'll get an endorsement deal for some med spa around here, I'm sure, for liposuction. Yeah. You'll take care of that February. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. How are you, buddy? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We stayed local. We usually go up. I think we talked about this, the pre-Thanksgiving show. Yeah. We usually drive back up to Rochester. We did not do that this year because we're exhausted from the wedding and all that. Mm. Everyone was sick in my household. So we stayed local. We went to her sister's they don't celebrate. It's not a big deal in her family.
Okay.
So we went over there and was like, okay, you guys come over at any time. And now keep in mind the Bills were playing on Thanksgiving Day. Bills, Lions,
right.
And it was the early game. It was 12:30. And I kind of told her sister, under no circumstances am I coming over to your house to eat reheated Boston Market before the end of the Bills game.
Absolutely not.
She's like, it's from Maggiano's, you dick.
It's not much better.
Right. It was full disclosure. I was being a dick, but I did come over after the Bills won. And it was fun. It was catered. It was good. And just a heads up for all those allergy parents out there who have an allergy kid, because Harrison's allergic to nuts. Sesame's the killer because they can just stick that in bread now. and they are sticking it in bread as a reaction to the FDA saying you have to list sesame as an allergen. Like if you look at a package of a back of a package of bread,
yeah,
it says contains wheat, soy, nuts. You know what I mean? Now sure. It has to say, starting in 2023, it has to say sesame.
Wow.
So even breads that didn't have sesame flour in it, many food manufacturers now are sticking sesame in there because they don't want to clean the lines. It's too expensive for them and their manufacturing place, facility.
I'm blown away about your sesame knowledge.
Well, I only know this because I have an allergy baby.
I know. It's amazing what like knowledge you'll obtain and because you have to.
So now all these manufacturers are saying, you know, they're just throwing sesame flour in there to absolve themselves of any liability if somebody gets sick. Because from their standpoint, if they can't guarantee that there's no sesame in the bread, they're going to get sued. So rather than if they don't list that on there. So now they're just putting it in there intentionally.
So did you have a good meal or?
It was great. Yeah, sorry. My point is, I'm going off on a tangent. Maggiano's is very allergy
friendly.
Yes, for people for kids with food allergies. So he got to eat the pasta. The Italian place that came. We had spaghetti and meatballs. But we also had turkey and ham, and I made some dinner rolls. It was good.
That's good.
It was good.
Rolls are my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That was my contribution to the meal. And I didn't butter them when they came out of the oven on top. Like I wanted to do a butter glaze. Mm. Not glaze, but you melt the butter. And
sure. Yeah.
You paint it on the top of the buns. I didn't do that because I didn't want them to get soggy. So I should have, looking back on it, because they got a little dry.
Mm.
And people pretended to like them, which is very, very
funny. Water.
Which is nice.
Some water would be nice.
But no, it was very quiet. You know, it was fine.
Same.
It was a fine Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we stayed local. And my parents couldn't come. My dad had to work.
He worked. So you usually go up to New York.
Yeah, or they come to us. But he had to work. So they stayed in New York. We stayed in Jersey. So we FaceTimed. It was fun. Plus, I was going to see my folks a week after, or 2 weeks after. What's that? December 12th? Yeah, because 2 weekends ago, we went on vacation, just my wife and I. And so we dropped off Kira to see my parents. So I knew that they were going to see her. So it wasn't, it wasn't a big deal.
Okay. And what did Kira enjoy her second Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God.
Is it a third Thanksgiving? Is she 2.5? No, 2 and 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is she?
3 months older than Harrison.
She had a great Thanksgiving. I mean, she really doesn't know the concept of it. She eats none of the Thanksgiving food.
That's what I'm asking. She doesn't like the turkey or anything like that. Really?
No, we like made her a plate, but she didn't eat any of it.
What did she eat?
Her normal food, like, you know, not the mac and cheese that we made, but like the mac and cheese that she normally eats. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kids are particular at this age.
Yeah. She stuck to her favorites, but it was fine. It was a good day.
Did you cook a turkey?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. We cooked all the fixins for us to.
Did you do the wishbone thing?
No. Did you?
Ah, my God. No, we got it catered. I told you.
Oh, that's right.
And
then
drop off a whole turkey. That's right. Here, I'll split a, make a wish. We'll cut the meatball in the quarters.
Or you can do it like, what's the Disney movie? Lady and the Tramp, where you guys can like suck on a spaghetti string.
Yeah, we didn't.
No?
You know, her mom's there. I'm not
going to. Yeah, probably make things awkward.
PDA in front of that. It's gross.
Make a whole new baby during Thanksgiving. That'd be hot.
In front of her entire family.
Oh, by the way, I got your Christmas card.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I threw it right in the garbage. I looked at it.
Well,
that's nice.
I'm horrified that you didn't recycle it because it's just
I'm
paper.
Sorry. No, I don't like the environment. No, I threw it right out. No, it was really cute, honestly.
What's funny about that is I didn't even see them before they went out.
I knew that you weren't the mastermind behind that card. Are you kidding
me? I wasn't involved at all. I didn't even want to go to that photo shoot that we went to for it. I don't know if you could tell in the photos. So she kind of, in her way, like talking to herself, but I'm supposed to hear what she's saying as I'm like in the basement and she's taking a shower upstairs, 3 stories up, told me that, you know, she's sticking cards in the mail, or Christmas cards in the mail.
You want to see them?
To our friends. I'll see it. Yeah. Do you have it with you?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying, does she want?
Yeah.
No,
oh, no. I was like, yeah, and a dumpster. If you want to see it,
I'm sure she said something like that, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, sure.
And I haven't seen it, so I'm sure it looks
great.
Well,
you were there at the photo shoot. You know what you were doing, right?
Yeah, but everyone knew that I didn't want to be there. I was just in a bad mood.
Happy holidays. Why were you in a bad mood? You just don't like photo shoots?
I don't like photo shoots. The kid was acting up. My sister-in-law brought her dog that I don't like and was just like jumping on me and slobbering everywhere. I don't like untrained dogs. And the dog's fine, but it's like I'm getting ready for a photo shoot and this thing's like doing that dumb shit, right? Just jumping all over you.
Where was the photo shoot?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well,
some studio.
Terrible memories, but it all worked out. It was a very cute card. And you'll be getting ours very soon.
Mm. Did you remember to do that?
Do what?
Put cards in the mail. Are you in charge
I'm
of
this? I'm not doing that. Oh, yeah.
Okay, she is.
What, do you think I'm in charge of that?
No, I was going to say, you were in charge of it.
You'll
never
get to like 4th of July by the time I get around to it. Yeah, no. I'm
2028.
Yeah, I was in one of the photos, but I'm not shipping those bad boys out.
You know, I got a Christmas card once from one of my friends, and it was just pictures of his dogs. That's a little weird, right?
We almost did one just of Kira, but we decided to like throw us in there too.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see you, really. They just want to see the
That's
kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't necessarily sold on some of the photos of me, so I was like, yeah, just do Kira, but we ended up... Just doing us.
Okay.
All good. Three of us. Yeah. You'll see. I mean, maybe.
I can't wait. So good Thanksgiving then, huh?
Good yeah. Thanksgiving. Quiet. Food was good. A lot of leftovers. If I don't see turkey for a full calendar year, I'll be fine with that.
Yeah. There was a big debate over the leftovers. It was the next day we're eating turkey. All right. The next day after that, we're eating turkey. Because I don't like any waste.
Same. So we ate it all, but it took like 4 days to the point where like we hit that like CDC cutoff line where it's like if one more day, we probably would have gone to the hospital, to be honest with you.
So I definitely got sick on like the fourth day of leftovers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I came downstairs after a 30-minute session upstairs in the master bath. And came downstairs and immediately fired it all in the garbage and just kind of told her,
it's
like, we're done with this. Yeah,
it's a wrap.
There's a slab of turkey left. There's a slab of ham left. Some pecan pie that nobody's touched for 5 days. Like,
it's either gone. Finishing the leftovers or going to the hospital. Which one is it?
Like, I will eat peanut butter and jelly from here on out until I go shopping again. All right. I'm not dealing with this.
That's where I was. But yeah, we had like 4 days of that. So. Food was delicious. That was all good. And then the next big thing was going on our first ever vacation. Just me and my wife, like we didn't take a honeymoon.
Woo! You know?
Yeah.
Was this the honeymoon?
I mean, I guess so. It was more like an early Christmas gift from me to her. And so we dropped off Kira, like I said, to her Nana and Grandy's, my parents up in New York. And we got a plane out of Newark and we went to San Jose, California.
Where is that?
It's an hour outside of San Fran. So it's like Northern California.
Oh, okay.
It's right by San Fran. And, I took her to go see her actual husband, John Mayer. So pretty much I was assisting her with her affair. So it was a really weird Christmas gift.
Is John Mayer aware of this?
No.
Love triangle.
He's not aware yet, but I'm sure she'll get to him at some point in time.
Maybe he'll write a song about it.
Maybe.
And you'll get to play here on 96.5 TDY every morning.
Yeah, it's intense. You know how like some couples have hall passes or
taunting
like a top three or a top five? Like John Mayer is all the five.
Should the situation arise, she would immediately dive into him and totally. Be like, okay. Would you be upset if she did that?
I don't know if I'd feel happy about it.
Oh, I'm trying to put myself in that position. I think I'd be, you know, I'd be like, eh, I get it. He had one shot there and he's offering it up. Doesn't bother me that much.
I'll say I will say that I don't feel bad about it only because it's probably not going to happen.
Well, of
course. I'll go on record and say I'm cool with it.
Did it happen when you went out there?
No.
Okay. So if it didn't happen when you went to go see him in San Jose.
It happened in her eyes when I saw her watching him perform. It happened mentally.
Does he do bubblegum tongue?
What?
Is that one of his songs?
I have no idea.
No, it's not a maneuver that he has. It's one of his songs, I think.
He has a lot of songs. It was a great performance. He did a stripped down hour-long acoustic performance, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So he was not doing any other shows around the country. Like, this was like his only show. It's actually an Odyssey concert, too. And so
our company ran the show.
Yeah, it was John Mayer and One Republic. And they were both great. Yeah, it was a great show.
They do the Today.
Yeah. That one and the Top Gun Maverick song.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Write that down.
So we were there for a few days. Like, we spent some time, went to different restaurants and bars around town.
How was it?
It was good. It was honestly like, because like, this is the first time without any responsibility, right? Like, we don't have to take care of a 2-year-old during this time.
Just yourselves.
Just ourselves. So pretty much we were like 21 again.
Yeah.
We went to a place called Mimosas, and they sell giant mimosas for like $50 where you share it.
So like,
they give you two big giant straws.
Bowl?
Yeah. And so, screw it. Let's get a big giant mimosa and let's share it. And you know how if you go to like a shitty restaurant, the whole wait staff and they'll bring like people from the kitchen, they'll come out and sing happy birthday to you?
Yeah.
They did this for when we ordered the mimosa. Like, people came out with like, they're each filming with their own individual like phones. And they're all like clapping. It's like a whole like fiesta.
Is it like if like you go to a steakhouse and you eat that 82-ounce porterhouse?
Right.
Take and a Polaroid of your fat you ass it. And stick it on the wall.
That's pretty much it. And so I'm sure I'm on like their Facebook Live or something on their account.
Seems a little intrusive. You're just looking to have a good time with your wife.
Yeah, I didn't expect the whole camera crew. Like it was an event. It was something else.
Was it somebody's birthday?
No.
Oh, okay. It's just a thing they do.
Just a thing they do.
What song did they sing? Was it a John Mayer song?
That would have been poetic. No, they're just like clapping and like they were filming and they poured a bottle of champagne, a full bottle into the big glass. And then a whole bunch of juice. And then they put a two-ounce thing of vodka in there too.
Mm.
It was great.
Okay.
So we're all liquored up. And
so you got drunk.
We got drunk and then
the
went back to the hotel. And no. Yeah. We only got the concert tickets.
They didn't put you up in a hotel?
No.
That's bullshit.
How dare they?
Not even a Motel 6 or
I
anything
to pay
like
for
that?
Something. It is an early Christmas gift.
You paid for the big mimosas. Those sound expensive. Cost of living's high out there.
That son of a bitch was expensive. And then we took a nap at the hotel. So we did a lot of sightseeing. You know, we did the bars. We went and saw a blues band the next night. It was fun. It was good time.
So I want to say the thing with John Mayer is he does these pop songs for money. Like, that's how he pays the bills.
Right.
He'd rather be on stage with the Grateful Dead or something like that.
Yeah.
Jamming.
Yeah, he goes on tour with them all the time. And he's like, say what you want about his actual songs, but like, his guitar playing is wild. Like,
I get it.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I think he's a talented musician.
Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily my thing either, but the fact that she likes it so much.
Well, you must really like your wife. Flew cross country to take her to a show.
Well,
her,
here's the thing.
Crush.
You know, we were so nervous about, not nervous, it was the first time leaving Kira for any duration. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, outside of a date night.
A date night where we put her to sleep and like we just have someone babysitting the monitor. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
the extent of it. So it was a big first for us. And also, I left our dog with a dog sitter, which I never did that in the 13 years I've had him. Normally, it's like a family member who's like just house sitting with him. But we actually left him with a dog sitter at their house. A lot of firsts. All right. So we're petrified about him, petrified leaving her. We're getting updates. The dog is living his best life with the dog sitter. Kira is being spoiled by her grandparents. Our initial flight out of Newark, because we had a connecting flight in Salt Lake City and then finally in San Jose. Our flight was delayed 3 times in Newark. We missed our connecting flight in Salt Lake City, had to stay overnight unexpectedly in Salt Lake City. So this whole time we're nervous about our dog and our daughter. We should have been nervous and worried about us. Like, we were just like, that was nice. That was good.
Sorry. I don't know why you flew out of Newark, number one.
Well, because it's close to where my parents are.
Oh.
Right. So we're dropping off Kira and then let's go to Newark, hop
on
our
plane.
All the
way back down.
And it was not weather related. It was just, there's been like a pilot shortage. And
yeah.
So they just didn't have a pilot to fly our damn plane. And I'm not sure why it got delayed thrice, but it did.
I was just reading about that pilot shortage and the way that these airlines, these fucking assholes, are wanting to combat that. They propose to the FAA, I guess, a new rule saying that they only need one pilot in the plane, not two.
Oh, good.
It'd be cheaper for them to run. So if that one pilot is hammered or has a heart attack.
Are they not making enough money? Like, I understand the price of like a ticket is a lot.
I don't know what the margins are.
It's always full when I go. People are traveling. People be traveling. So where's this money going?
They're just greedy?
Just pocketing the money?
Yeah, I don't know. How was Salt Lake City? I've never been there.
Oh, it was great. Weren't there for that long. What?
Is it a dry city?
I think it is because it's very Mormon.
Yeah, that's where they all...
So they all congregate.
It's kind of like ground zero for it, I think.
Right.
It's not where it started. It started a few towns down from where I grew up.
But they're there now.
The Kimura pageant they have every year. But they moved to Salt Lake City. I don't know why.
The mountains are nice. And we got chauffeured from the airport to... we stayed at some, like, I don't know, Holiday Inn or like whatever hotel they put us up in. Delta paid for our hotel.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, they're the reason why we didn't make our trip. So I guess they kind of had to, right?
Why couldn't you just get you couldn't find a flight, a one way? What do you call it?
It was the next day. The next day. So we flew into Salt Lake City at like midnight. We got to the hotel by like 1:00 and then we had to get back at the airport at 6:00 to catch a new flight out of Salt Lake City to San Jose. And we wake up and it's blizzarding in Salt Lake City. I'm like, are we going to miss this flight too? Are we ever going to get to this damn concert?
So you didn't have to deal with the stress of traveling with a toddler.
No.
But there was still stress.
There was still stress. Yeah. No, it was definitely like John Candy was there. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in full effect.
Still.
Yeah. It was a lot. But when we finally got to San Jose, it was great. You know, it was stress-free once we actually got to our final destination. And, you know, we have fun in the airport, too. You know, get some drinks, like mimosa at the airport. Was the theme of the trip.
It sounds like it. Yeah. I love drinking in the airport.
It's the best.
I'm afraid of flying, so that's how it started.
Right, same.
So I would just, like, do a shot, get a big beer, no matter what time of day it is. Some airport, I will give the Philly airport credit. It used to be, I want to say they didn't open the bar. I think they're open 24 hours now in the Philly airport. Yeah, because when I first moved here...
Not Salt Lake City.
I had to fly somewhere, and I'm like, oh, I'll just get a beer when I get in. And
so depressing when you can't.
And they're like, the bars are closed. So I guess it's like an airport by airport thing. Mm.
It's depressing when you can't order a drink beforehand, because that is like the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Take all my money. It's usually so expensive, but here, have it.
My rationale is I want to get so drunk...
Yes.
...on the plane that I won't care that it's going down.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah. That's the whole...
That's why we flew Delta Comfort. They give you free drinks, too, on the plane.
Oh, my God.
So we drank beforehand and during, so we just wobble off the plane when we finally
free
got there.
Free drinks, like they're actually providing you with free drinks, or the cart is going by, you're swapping little nips off the...
No, they actually give you... I don't have to steal. It's great.
Okay.
No, it's nice.
So you didn't seem to miss your daughter while you were away for... This is also why we didn't do the show last week. You were away on this fantastic trip.
Well, she was being spoiled. My dog, like, we were getting photos and updates from my parents and then from the dog sitter, and like they were checking in like, man, they're doing better than we are. Like, we're missing our flight, we're stressed out trying to get there. But it turned out everyone had a good weekend, and we found out, you know, it's healthy, you know what
yes
I mean?
Very much so.
It's healthy for everyone involved, because Kira got to hang out with her grandparents, and I remember growing up, I had a great time spending time with my Nana and Papa, like having sleepovers and stuff like that. Those are memories I love.
And I think it's probably like the onus is almost on either an aunt who is not married,
right,
or the grandparents to spoil your kid.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, she got all new toys and she was living it up, and so much attention from her grandparents. It was great. On the way back, it was Sunday, and that means football's on, and I wanted to watch the Giant game. And I thought, okay, well, Delta, they have all the TVs on the back of the seats, right? It's going to be great. I'll watch the game. I'll get some free drinks. And the whole duration of the flight, I'll just be watching football, and the game will be over. We'll land. It's great.
I feel bad for the people sitting next to you watching the Giants game on the plane.
I get intense. Have you ever watched me watch a game?
Yeah, you're a very even-keeled guy 9 times out of 10, but when you're watching football, you get like me, and you're like,
it's scary.
Punching the couch, throwing beers around.
So, how funny is it, how ironic, I get in my seat, my assigned seat, and out of all the TVs, mine is not working, and it has a little post-it note saying, sorry, shit out of luck.
So you gotta swap, just swap seats with your wife.
I swapped with my wife, and... it was the Eagles game instead of the Giant game. Like, they decided to put the Eagles game on.
Uh-oh. And maybe because you were flying back to Philly. Oh, no, you're going to Newark. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, but 15 minutes in, they switched the game to the Giants. But then they announced over the loudspeaker, hey, our Wi-Fi's down. And the TVs just went, they just cut out. I'm wow. like, I can't catch a fucking break.
Like, boom, last episode.
My wife has an affair with John Mayer. I can't even watch the Giant game.
Well, it sounds like
our pets' heads are falling off.
You didn't miss your child. It sounds like you had a wonderful trip.
No, it was good. The Giants ended up tying that game anyway with the Commanders. So I really didn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That
barn burner. What a buzzkill. Yeah. No, so it was a good trip and everyone's better off because of it.
I think you need those trips. We haven't gone on our, I mean, we only got, how long have you been married for? 3 years?
What?
No.
One.
1 year.
1 year.
You've been together for a while.
Like a year and a half.
Yeah. So we also haven't gone on our honeymoon, but we just got married like a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And we're looking to do that next year. And the debate is whether we're going to bring the kid or not. Because I kind of wanted to go to Europe. I've never been.
Mm.
And she kind of wants to bring him and I kind of don't.
I would say don't.
And yeah,
I wouldn't have said that before. But now doing this, I feel more comfortable. And I honestly think it's better off for them. Because they're not going to make any memories out in Europe. Like, he's not going to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's too young.
He's too young. And in fact, I just found out we're going to be broadcasting live, not me and you, but me and, in Jamaica. And that'll be another trip where I'm not taking Kira. It's adults only.
Are you bringing your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like this San Jose trip was like the tester. Like, how is this going to run? And it was great. So we're going to Jamaica at the end of January. And that will be the honeymoon we never... You know,
another free trip for you that is masking as a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're doing it well. I would like to. My argument with that is, hon, if we go to Italy, you know how these Italians are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got food allergies. They're going to stuff them full of shit with sesame flour, sesame this, sesame that, peanuts everywhere. I don't know. We can't risk it.
Right.
All right. He'll stay here with your mom for a month as we travel around Europe.
I say, like, now's the time to do it, right? Now's the time to do it. To just go you and Bao Chao.
Yeah, I think so. Early, we're looking at first quarter next year. Hopefully that comes to fruition.
First quarter is like a business trip?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I speak in financial terms all the time. But, I want to tease, before we go to the break, that I went to a party over the weekend. Got sick. My wife and son are sick again.
Jesus,
I am not
what's
sick.
Happening over
I am
house?
Not sick from that, but I did get sick. Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to try to figure this all out. You guys have really sucky immune systems, but we're going to find out more about this next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you are not sick. Your wife is sick again. Your child's sick again. Everyone's sick in your household. For how many times is this now?
Thank God we have 3 bathrooms.
Yeah, geez. Is it coming out of all ends?
They're fine like that. They just have... So she thought he had RSV, which has been going around.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it had all the symptoms. It starts off as a runny nose, then a cough calms, and then the runny nose part stuff gets really green. So that all started happening. I felt fine. So she's like, you know, she's got a medical background. She's kind of telling me you probably had RSV at some point and built up an immunity to it years prior. Like, okay. So we were supposed to go. My friend had his 40th birthday party at his house. And we were all supposed to go. We were trying to get Harrison a little more socialized. COVID baby. He doesn't do well indoors at foreign places. Although we did take him to Longwood Gardens.
Oh, nice.
But it was all outside and he had a blast looking at all the lights, even though it was freezing outside. And the beers were $9 a piece.
Yum.
Well worth it. So I'm like, well, I really want him to go meet his kids. There's going to be other kids there. You know, it'll be a blast. And she's like, I'm sick. He's sick. The other kids being there means that he should not be there.
Right.
We're trying to be responsible parents. You don't want to be the parents that are showing up somewhere with a sick kid.
I hate those parents.
Like those assholes that showed up at gymnastics with Kira and got Kira sick.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, I get it. Let's be responsible. I'm not going to go either. She's like, no, you have to go. Somebody has to go. We got invited. Okay. So I show up. Not that I didn't want to go, but I only knew him, really. And
okay.
There's a bunch of people there that I don't know. They're other friends. A kid with a mohawk. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on. So I'm just kind of sitting there offering to help so I don't have to interact socially with anybody else.
Yeah. Do you make single serving friends? Like, can you go into that situation and like make a few buddies that you'll never see again?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. That's what I ended up doing. After the first beer, I kind of like,
okay.
Because some of the guys recognized me. So I started talking
from the podcast
them.
Or
from, yes. Signed a few things. Signed
nice.
Their,
look at
their
you.
Black solo cup, whatever. That joke died. No, so I'm like hauling in tables and setting up the buffet area and shit because her friend, his wife's friends made all this food. So I'm like, okay. Something didn't sit well with me. Like, I get the text from her like, hey, I'm putting him to bed. Do you think you'll be back in time? Party started at like 4. Like, okay, well, yeah, I should be back by because we start the bedtime routine like 7:30.
Yeah.
You know, took me like a half hour, 45 minutes to get to this guy's house. So I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go right when they start doing little party games.
Oh,
right.
God,
like, okay,
yeah.
Let's all sit around in a circle and we're going to do this now.
Like, hit the old dusty trail.
Like, yeah, like a weird balloon hat and some belt where they're sticking cans in the guy's belt.
Oh,
I'm like,
God,
guys, I got to go. It's been great. Thank you for the food.
Is he 16?
What? Yeah, I don't know. Balloons. He's like, oh, Battle's leaving because he doesn't like games. I'm like, no. I love games.
Scary.
I'm leaving. I want to put the brat to sleep. I want him to see his dad's face. Last thing he sees before he goes to bed tonight. So it's a good kids are a really good excuse.
They're a perfect out
to get out of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I gotta go. I get home like on the drive home. I got a little bit of like the grumble, the stomach grumble, like ooh, wooey, woo woo. And I'm kind of looking down the road, like, you know, you do the thing, you know, your surroundings. Like maybe there's a McDonald's I can duck into. If this
start getting desperate,
starting to get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it in.
You're clenching at this point.
Clenching. I got to waddle inside.
How far away are you from home at this point?
They were like, maybe like 20 minutes. I was like halfway home, 15 minutes.
And you feel every minute of that drive too when you are eating to shit.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I kept looking down.
It feels every bit of 20 minutes.
Looking down at the time or the my GPS, the Waze app for directions on the way back. I'm like, oh my God. It feels like we gotta be like within 5 minutes, but only like 4 minutes have passed. So you get home and, you know, straight to the bathroom. Like, I'm home. I'm going to put in the bed. Hold on, I got to do something. You know, come upstairs like, basically, he was fine. I put him to sleep, but I have been, you know, I'll spare you the details, but let me just I've been pissing out of my ass since 8 p.m. Saturday night.
Still?
Well, this morning was a little, what is it, Monday?
Yeah.
This morning was a little rough.
Really?
It still feels a little bit, I haven't eaten much, and it still feels a little bit like I swallowed a pint of razors and there's two badgers fighting over it in my stomach.
What happened? Is this something you ate? Or?
I think it was something I ate. I have a very sensitive stomach, and I think it was, I don't know, I ate everything. I had the curry chicken. I ate the jerk chicken. I ate the pasta.
You mixed too many things, maybe.
Maybe. But I don't think it was the one beer I had over a span of 3 hours, 4 hours. I don't think it was, you know, I don't know. But so that was my day yesterday. Just chained to the toilet. Like, you know what? I haven't consumed anything all day. The football game's on. I'm going to have a beer. And that maybe it'll bring me back to baseline, back to homeostasis. Right.
Back to neutral.
Well, the kid goes and I put him to sleep for his nap. And, you know, I had a couple of beers and made me feel a little better. I made pizza. I had some dinner and then, you know, still kind of
yada, yada, yada.
Not very good. So it's exhausting when you have that. I would say it's some sort of moderate
like IBS
food poisoning. No, I think it's some sort of food poisoning. I don't know.
I got food poisoning not too long ago, and I honestly thought that was going to be the reason why I was going to die. I thought for sure it was going to take me out.
And you feel exhausted, right? And just trying to stay hydrated.
And this was coming out both ends.
Oh my God.
And like, I couldn't function, and we both had it. We both had food poisoning, my wife and I. And so we were taking turns taking care of Kira. Like, one would take a nap.
Yeah.
And like, all right, I'm up. Like, we were dying.
Just tag teaming stuff.
Like cold sweats, like just horrible. So and it lasted like 2 days.
Yeah. I think by tomorrow I'll feel normal.
Jesus.
I don't have the cold sweats or anything like that. No, I don't know what it is. She doesn't really get sick often, but to the point where, you know, she's coughing and shit in her sleep. And I just kind of went in the guest bedroom at 2 a.m. because I needed to sleep. Do you know what I mean? Was that rude? We didn't talk about it this morning.
Well, I was just happy that she's allowed back into the house because she was quarantined last time I talked to you. So
I should have made her go to the guest bedroom. That's a good point.
Yeah, quarantined with a mask on in the guest room.
Now I feel bad because now the kids' eyes are getting red and swollen. So it's not RSV. It's just something else that's going around that kids are getting.
Well, Kira was sick again just the other day. It didn't last long, but it came out of nowhere. She was acting fine all day, was eating up a storm. Her appetite was there. She ate dinner. It was about to be bath time. Like, all right, Kira, let's get you to the bath. She stood up from her chair and she just got sick.
Like vomited?
Yeah. Like projectile. I was like, okay, didn't expect that. Took her temperature. She had a slight fever. So gave her a room temperature bath, gave her some Tylenol. And it was the only time that she got sick, but she had a slight fever for like a day and a half. And then she was fine after that.
Was this right before bed?
Right before bed.
Yeah. So I would give them, I would do the same thing. Yeah. I'd give the Tylenol just so they can rest.
Because they need sleep. And she got a room temp bath, which is supposed to break the fever. So we did all the things. And like it ran its course. But my point is like, there was no warning signs. She was acting the same. Even when she had the fever, she was still her jolly self, like so playful and that's still the appetite too.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's great. I'm glad to hear that because Harrison's been the same way since he's been sick. He's still like just dancing around and laughing. And
it doesn't faze them.
He's just kind of like going, you know, like sneezing like a dog would as he's running around and laughing.
Yeah.
Which is good because, you know, I know she's miserable, but she's a very positive person. I'm a horrible person when I'm sick.
I'm the worst.
I'm glad that he's not like that.
Not yet.
He's more like his mother.
Not yet.
No, there's still time.
But yeah, when I'm sick, I honestly think it's like I'm going to die. You know what I mean?
Like
I start Googling.
Oh, you do the, you go down the...
I go down like the WebMD, like, oh, it's just a cold brew.
One of the things I was looking at, so I had so much time in the bathroom, I was catching up on some reading and the headlines from over the weekend.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
This manager at Olive Garden, and this falls under the umbrella of parenting and fatherhood, and I'll get to why in a second.
Okay.
Do you know, are you familiar with this story? Did you talk about it on the big show this morning?
Yes. I am familiar.
So the, for those who don't know, it went viral, this guy's email, or was a, I don't remember exactly, it was a screenshot of like a post. I think it was an email.
Email, yeah.
That he sent to employees.
Yeah.
Which is dumb, because then you have a paper trail. Right. If you're going to be an asshole, do it in person, because then it turns like a he said, she said.
Things in writing? Like, I don't understand.
Obviously, this person's an
idiot.
Moron,
yeah. Yep. He peaked in high school, and here he is. Yeah.
He peaked in high school. I don't know if that he even did that. He's like, nobody's calling in sick anymore. You know, you need a doctor's note if you're calling in sick. Uh-huh. You know, if you can't, nobody, you can't call in, you take a day off because your dog died. You got to bring in the dead Labrador.
I saw that. Bring in your dead dog and prove that your dog is dead.
Bring in the dead dog. So
how
that's
dare
a little,
you take a day off at the Olive Garden?
Out of bounds, right? You can't. No, you got to come in. You got to whatever. You got to serve those breadsticks. We need dedicated employees.
A limited salad needs to be served. Get your ass into work.
And this guy's just ranting and bragging about how he was in a car accident, crawled out of the car, and still came into work after that. It's like, wow, what a hero. So these dipshits are littered throughout our society now.
Yeah.
And this has been going on for quite some time. This has probably always gone on. My parenting advice is most of the people he sent that email to, probably teenagers, right? Working some minimum wage job. If you're a server, you're not even making minimum
wage.
Right,
you're making less than,
What do they make? $2? $2.38? Yeah, probably going to depend on the state and municipality. My quick story is I had a dipshit manager when I worked at McDonald's. I was 16. His name was Russell. I'm sure he's a middle manager, office manager, at fucking Kodak now or something like that, doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah. He talked like that. He had definitely Napoleon complex. Fun fact, geez. Napoleon actually wasn't that short. For human beings at the time. I called in. I was sick. He goes, you need a doctor's note. Like, well, I have a fever. I didn't go into school today. I would go into school and go to McDonald's to work at from like 4 to 7, 3 to 7 sure. after school every day. I was exhausted. And by the way, the only reason I worked at McDonald's is because me and like 20 of my friends all got jobs at the same McDonald's so we can get paid for screwing around after school.
Makes sense.
Throwing pickles on the walls, having it pickle races out, and shit. Yeah. Fucking with people in the drive-thru. That's how I started my broadcasting career.
You need a doctor's now in order to call out.
I go, I didn't go to the fucking doctor. I didn't swear at him. I'm like, right. Russell, I didn't go to the doctor. I stayed home from school. I've got green shit coming out of my nose, much like my kid today.
Yeah.
You know, I have a fever. I've just been in bed resting and sleeping all day.
You need a doctor's note or you're fired.
And I talked to, and that's what this asshole at the Olive Garden is pretty much doing. Now, the advice I got at the time from my mom was, you should go into work because it looks bad for people to, it makes you look like a bad employee if you're blown off work.
Mm.
Right. That's good advice if you are in your career.
Right.
Right. That is bad advice if you are a 13-year-old or 16-year-old, I'm
who's
sorry.
Sick handling food?
Right. Like, well, job hoppers look bad. Like, okay, this was in the late 90s, right? Job hoppers look bad. You don't want to look like a bad employee. The point is, and this is the parenting advice and the advice I'm going to give my son, if you have a manager at a minimum wage job telling you you need to come in and be a dick about that when you clearly have the flu, tell him you will see him at the gates of hell.
Right.
You have the power. I should have told him to go screw.
What'd you do?
I went into work.
You went into work with the fever.
Yes.
Wow.
Because my mom said, he said, you need a doctor's note. And I'm like, oh, no, I need a doctor's note. And my mom said, well, you know, you want to be a good employee. But and that is, again, that is good advice when you are baked into your career. Do everything you can.
Sure.
To be a good employee. You'll be rewarded most
be
of the
available,
time.
Be available.
Right. If you're a minimum wager and you're 16 years old.
Who is sick, by the way, not blowing it off.
Sick, like, right. And I'm getting all this like, oh, well, You'll look bad on your resume. You'll have to explain that, why you got fired or why you quit the job. Like, oh, yeah. I'll explain that to Papa John's. Like, I should have just marched across the street and gone to Wendy's.
Yeah.
They would have hired me in a heartbeat. And they wouldn't have been like, what? Why'd you get fired at McDonald's? Like, I had the flu and I didn't want to come in and vomit all over everyone's Big Mac. They would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
So my advice is tell them to go straight to hell. These little hall monitors, right? That end up, you said peaked in high school. Their peak is manager at Olive Garden. Mm. Their peak, Russell's peak, was managing at fucking McDonald's, right? Another sponsorship out the window. Another advertiser out the window. Yeah.
Lost money right
nothing,
there.
Nothing against McDonald's, but this dipshit was there. And I had great managers at McDonald's. He was an asshole.
Mm.
So I guess that's
I'm
my
surprised they even
advice.
Wanted you to come in knowing what an asshole you are to the customers. So you said that you fucked around all the time, right?
We fucked around not with customers unless they were being jerks to us. Right. I was always very nice. I was.
I don't believe
it. What?
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
You take a call and you take a day off because your dog died. You got to bring in the dead Labrador.